Can you say at this time if the threat was credible?
So we always treat any threat as credible up until a point we determine it's not credible or it's been completely mitigated. And we believe it's completely mitigated. We'll leave it to our federal and state partners to determine the rest.
Yeah, that is the right answer. That is, of course, Matt Coughlin. He is the airport director. Joining us now by phone, Matt Coughlin, airport director for the city of Pensacola, Pensacola International Airport. Matt, welcome back to the Pensacola Morning News, sir.
Thank you very much. Good morning, Andrew. How are you?
I'm doing well. Weird coincidence. I almost never go to the airport, but I happened to be picking somebody up yesterday coming into town to visit us. And, of course, you had your series of events yesterday. Is there anything more you can tell us about this bomb threat you guys got over the phone?
Well, it's pretty much in the hands now of both FDLE and the FBI, but it was a rather quick evolution, but our main purpose at the end of the day is to keep everybody safe, and we accomplish that using our, you know, protocols and processes when dealing with a situation like that.
So you yesterday mentioned, and rightly so, that every threat is a serious threat, or is, you take it seriously until you prove or mitigate, disprove or mitigate. How do you make the decision about whether something is a serious, credible threat that would justify, for example, moving people out of the terminal, as opposed to, I got to assume, what is a relatively routine thing to get some kind of, you know, hinky email or phone call that you got to maybe consider?
You know, that's a judgment call. So, you know, through our operations center, we'll receive a call, and depending on the nature of that call, you can tell a lot by the temperament of the individual. In this particular case, it was a pretty a calm, delivered, deliberate message, and they had their wits about them, if you will, and we took it accordingly and treated it accordingly and involved all our partners. The one thing I'd add, too, in all this is my hat's off to both Pensacola PD and the Sheriff's Department, because they had their K-9 units out here in a heartbeat, and we were able to get back to normal operations pretty quick going through our protocols.
Now, it did sort of raise for me, do I have my memory correct about this? In my memory, the one dog that we've got in the area that is good at detecting explosives is one that you have tasked at the airport. Do I remember that right?
That's correct, and an awesome canine and a great asset to the airport here.
Very good. And then, of course, you know that the Santa Rosa County Sheriff's Office, they just acquired one that's going to work. Oh, and I guess Nez is going to work on the jail stuff. My mistake. I get these dogs, their skills and tactics confused a little bit. I also wanted to have you on. Thanks for clearing some of that stuff up for us. I appreciate it, Matt. But we're talking to Matt Coughlin, who is the airport director at the Pensacola Airport. You guys have been expanding like crazy. We just got the notice yesterday, busy news day for the airport, that you have four new routes coming up in about 2 months or so, right?
Yeah, so it's going to be a busy summer here. We're doing rather well. I mean, obviously, COVID had a huge impact on the industry and here locally. At one point back in April, we were down. Our employments, those people getting on airplanes, was down 92%. As the year went on, we started to exceed the national numbers daily by at least 20 points. So, you know, we weren't back to where we were pre-COVID, but we were doing much better than the national average. So as the year went on, and especially more recently, we started to see the numbers really pick up. Keep in mind, back in 18, 19 were record years for the airport. We were growing about 15% a year. Typically, the FAA, you know, plans 3%, and we were doing 15% a year. So we were growing really fast. But I will tell you this, just last week, we were down 14% from 2019, which was a huge year for us. So we're back on track. The airlines are recognizing that. And to give you kind of another metric, you know, we had pre-COVID, we had about 20, 21 nonstop destinations. This summer, we're going to be up over 28, 29
wow,
nonstop destinations. We've got two new airlines than we had in the past. So our marketplace is changing. You know, we were pretty evenly split between the business and leisure travel communities. now it's, I would say, the vast majority is leisure travel, and I think that's just a sign of the times. But there's a lot of transition going on in the industry and a lot of transition going on here locally for the positive.
Yeah, no, and I mean, that's really good news, obviously, for the local economy. I'd love to see the airport thrive. Plus, since it's a you know, an endeavor for the city, I always prefer to see y'all making money. Last night, City Council approved, it was a consent agenda item, it's not a big deal, but, you know, still, they approved there's going to be a customs facility at the airport for the first time, if I'm not mistaken. What's the significance of this? What does this mean for the airport?
Well, what it means, you know, going back a couple of years, we were coming off our master plan, and one of the needs that was identified in that was organic Customs and Border Patrol presence here at the airport. You know, typically we'll have upwards to 80 international aircraft come in, not necessarily on the air carrier side of the airport, but moreover in your general aviation side, your corporate travel. So we do have a lot of international folks that do come into the airport.
Oh.
So that need was identified. And so what would happen in the past is there is a Customs and Border Patrol presence here locally, but they would be on an on-call basis, and that would prove difficult sometimes when you're trying to process passengers and airplanes. So what we did was we partnered with CBP, came to a understanding that we would build a facility out here. And the way I look at it, it's kind of the natural progression of growth of an airport is to have that presence here. So what we're doing is we're bringing, it's a small facility, but they'll be able to process, you know, the number of individuals that come in the aircraft. But what it'll also give us in the future as we grow that presence, they're here at the airport. If, for instance, we start having more of your, on your air carrier side of the house, it'll be a natural growth after that point to have that capacity also.
Outstanding. Well, I loved it. It's like you said, growth is growth. I will take the signs of growth. The other thing is, now you said that's the general aviation side more off of May Garden. What is all the construction that's going on between the airport terminal and that new parking lot that, unfortunately, we put in to accommodate all of the overflow that we were experiencing in 2019 and then COVID hit, but still we're going to need it in the future. What's all the stuff that's going on between those two spots?
So that is on what we call the airside part of the field, and that's what they're building is all new aircraft ramp. We're expanding out to our western portion there, and one of the requirements we're having and what we found pre-pandemic, but I'm looking out the window right now, and I see we have a lot of aircraft parked out here. We're expanding that capacity to park aircraft. You know, we have 10 gates here. They all get filled. But overnight, we call it an RON ramp, a remain overnight ramp. Airlines tend to bring a lot of aircraft in, and then they'll push them back from the gate and park them. And then the next morning, they have a big push of aircraft. We're able to move those aircraft around. But this is just adding capacity to park those aircraft. But what it will do in the future is that ramp area, we're looking to potentially expand in the future with a new terminal that would go out there. And if you already have that ramp built, because ramps are very extensive when it comes to the engineer, and they're very deep, well-designed to hold aircraft, that will morph or it will mate up really well with a potential terminal there.
Interesting. Yeah, because I've talked many times with Dan Flynn about this, that one of the big limits on bringing more traffic in was that a lot of them, like you said, they wanted to camp out overnight and wait till the morning flights, but you didn't have space to park them. So this is basically, this is parking lot space for the airplanes so that you can handle more of those overnight requests. And as you said, I didn't know we were building a new terminal down the road. So that's great news. And I assume, you tell me if I'm wrong, but I assume that that's what the machinery is that's over on the northwest side in the future ST Engineering lot where they're doing all that concrete. I assume that that's supply for that construction of the new ramp space. Is that right?
Exactly. That's a batch plant to create all that concrete. It's going to be required.
Okay.
And that'll be brought over and poured.
Wow. Well, that's lots of good news. See, this is why I like talking to you, Matt, because I never know what I'm going to learn, and I only knew about half of these stories. So very cool. Well, thanks for, you know, overseeing the difficult time yesterday and for giving us some insight about the growth in the airport. It's great news to hear. Matt Coughlin, he is the airport director at the Pensacola International Airport. Matt, thanks for the work. We appreciate what you do, sir.
No, thank you, Andrew. I appreciate it.